This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
We did a story back in the waning days of the Obama administration about how the White House had hustled to lock into place its higher automobile fuel efficiency standards through 2025. That came as a bit of a shock to car makers who had expected they would get a chance to revisit those rules before they were finalized. But now with a new sheriff in town at the EPA, Detroit is asking for its do-over. Marketplace's Jed Kim has that story.
Back in 2011, the government was still bailing out struggling automakers. Brett Smith of the Center for Automotive Research says that gave it a pretty big chip to play.
The automotive industry had asked a lot of the federal government and wasn't really in a position to say no to anything.
So when the government asked to boost fuel efficiency standards by 2025, they complied. But Smith says they knew there'd be a chance to reassess the last 4 years of the standards when MPG requirements really take off.
Car companies referred to the midterm evaluation as the off-ramp. It was their chance, in essence, to go back and lessen the 22 through 25 regulations.
That's why they really didn't like it when the EPA finalized things way earlier than expected. Gloria Bergquist is with the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers.
We have some consumer buying trend studies in progress that we're just concluding now, and we would like them to be part of the record.
Bergquist says gas has gotten a lot cheaper and
consumers are less interested in buying the most fuel-efficient vehicles on sale today.
And because the standards focus on cars actually sold and not on what's offered, Bergquist says the industry is less likely to hit targets. But Roland Huang of the Natural Resources Defense Council says automakers already get some leeway for larger vehicles.
So if you sell bigger cars or bigger trucks, then you automatically get flexibility in your standard.
Huang says the NRDC will fight against revisiting the matter using any option available. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.